Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 22nd of July, 1972. The title is Various Methods to Become a Conqueror of Attachment. May need going through change to embodiment of awareness, not remembrance. Does each one of you consider yourself to be an embodiment of remembrance? What does your stage become when you become an embodiment of remembrance? When are you able to have this stage? You become an embodiment of remembrance when you become a conqueror of attachment. So, have you become such conquerors of attachment and embodiments of remembrance? Or are you at present the embodiments of forgetfulness? From being an embodiment of remembrance, why do you become forgetful? There must definitely be some attachment still remaining. So, do you not know how to fulfill the first promise you made to the Father, that you will break away from all other relationships and have a relationship with only the One? Do you not know how to fulfill the first promise? If you do not fulfill the first promise, how will you claim a right to the first kingdom or come in connection with that first kingdom? Do you wish to come into the kingdom of the second birth? Those who fulfill the first promise of being the conquerors of attachment are those who come into the kingdom of the first birth. Call it the first promise, the first lesson, the first aspect of knowledge, or the first elevated thought of the Alaukik birth. Do you find it difficult to fulfill this? Did you find it difficult in any birth to stabilize yourself in your original form or to stay in the awareness of the self? By easily having that awareness, you were the embodiment of that remembrance. So, why do you find it difficult to keep the original form of this Alaukik birth in your awareness? It is said, even for ordinary human beings, that the speciality of human souls is that they are able to do whatever they want, and that this is the main difference between animals and human beings. Therefore, since ordinary human beings demonstrate that they can do whatever they want, can you elevated human souls, souls who are the embodiment of power, knowledgeful souls, souls who come into connection and relationship with the Father, souls who receive direct sustenance from the Father, the worship-worthy souls, souls who receive an even more elevated status than the Father, can you souls not do whatever you want? Otherwise, what would be the difference between ordinary human beings and elevated human beings? Ordinary souls can do whatever they want, but they are not able to do it as they want, when they want, because they have the power of matter. They do not have godly power. Souls who have godly power can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and as they want. So, can you not put the speciality into the practical form? Or do you also still say that you did not wish that to happen, but it happened? That you are not able to do whatever you want to do? These are not the words of souls who are master or mighty authorities, or of elevated souls. These are the words of ordinary souls. So, do you consider yourselves to be ordinary souls? Do you forget your Alaukik life and your Alaukik karma? Why is there attachment to anything physical, any person, or anything? Have you not yet experienced the difference between the things you see and the attainment of this alaukik birth to be like that of day and night? Have you not yet finished the experience of the sorrow and peacelessness which is received through corporeal feelings? When you took this alaukik birth, did you not finish the relationships and connections with the people you see of this old world? Since you have taken a new birth, have you not yet finished with the old relationships? In a new birth, does one have attachment to the previous relationships? So, how can you have attachment to people? Since the birth has changed, then together with the birth, have your relationships and activity not changed? Or, perhaps you would say that you have not yet had an alaukik birth. In an ordinary way, your karma, relationships and connections are according to wherever you take birth. So then, here also, when you have an alaukik birth, why do you have laukik relationships and laukik activity? So, is it easy or difficult to become the conquerors of attachment? Why do you find it difficult? When attachment is created, do you not look at your own face? You have received a mirror, have you not? Do you not keep the mirror with you? If you look at your face, your attachment will finish. If you develop the practice of looking into the mirror, then after developing this practice, even against your conscious wish, you will be pulled towards the mirror. Many have the habit of looking into a mirror again and again in a physical way. They do not make a program for it, but they automatically move towards the mirror because they have that practice. Here also, if you continue to look into the mirror of knowledge, into the mirror of your stage of self-respect, then from body consciousness, you will easily be able to come into your stage of self-respect. When you feel that there is something not quite right physically, by looking into the mirror, you are instantly able to put it right. In the same way, when you look at your true form in this alaukik mirror and see that you have changed the form of wasteful thoughts, wasteful words, wasteful karma, and wasteful relationships that you had when you came into body consciousness, from wasteful to powerful, then will there still be attachment? And when you have become a conqueror of attachment, then together with being a conqueror of attachment, you will automatically have constantly become an embodiment of remembrance. Is this not easy? When you have all attainments from the One, can you not be a satisfied soul through that? When someone is lacking something, then he is not a satisfied soul. So, do you not experience having all attainments? Have you not become a satisfied soul? Have any of these souls in so many births been able to give you that which the Father gives you now? When many souls have not been able to give you that attainment in many births, whereas through the Father you have attained it in 1 second, then to where should the intellect be drawn? To those who make you stumble, who make you cry, who reject you, or to the One who gives you a destination? Just as you ask other souls many questions, So Baba also has this one question for you souls. Until now, you have not yet been able to give an answer to this one question. Those who have given an answer to this one question remain content all the time. But those who have not given an answer repeatedly come into the stage of descent. In order to become the conquerors of attachment, you will have to change your form to become the embodiment of remembrance. When there is the awareness that you are householders, there is attachment. When you feel that this is your home and your relations, then there is attachment. So now, transform this limited responsibility into an unlimited responsibility. Then, by having an unlimited responsibility, the limited responsibilities will automatically be finished. When you forget the unlimited, then, to the extent that you use your time and thoughts in order to fulfill the limited responsibilities, instead of fulfilling them, you spoil them. Although you may think you are fulfilling your responsibilities and looking after your duties, that is not really fulfilling and looking after them. Because of staying in a limited awareness, instead of becoming instruments to create the fortune of those souls, you become the instruments to spoil their fortune. Then, because those souls do not see your alokic behavior, they are deprived of forging a relationship with the alokic father. Then, instead of fulfilling your duties, you bring a sickness onto self. This is the sickness of attachment and the sickness that automatically spreads to others. Then, whatever you consider to be your duty changes and takes on the form of a sickness. So constantly make effort to transform this awareness of yours. I am a householder, I have this bondage, I have this responsibility. Instead of this, remember your five main forms. They have shown the five-faced Brahma and the three-faced Brahma. So you Brahmins also have to keep the five main forms in your awareness, then the sickness will be removed and you will be able to carry on with the duty of being world benefactors. What are those forms? By staying in the awareness of which forms will you forget all those forms? What are the five forms to keep in your awareness? Just as you speak of the three forms of the Father, so too you have five forms. Number one, I am a child. Number two, I am a godly student. Number three, I am a spiritual pilgrim. Number four, I am a warrior. Number five, I am a godly helper. You should have these five forms in your awareness. When you wake up in the morning, you have a heart-to-heart conversation with the Father. In the form of a child, you celebrate a meeting with the Father. So, as soon as you wake up, remember your form of being a child. Then, how can there be a household? So when the soul celebrates a meeting and experiences all attainments, why should the intellect be drawn here and there? This proves that there is a weakness in the awareness of the first form at Amritvela. This is why you constantly remember the forms that bring you into the stage of descent. In the same way, if you kept these five forms in your awareness according to the different activity from time to time, then by being the embodiment of remembrance, would you not be able to become the conquerors of attachment? Therefore, you were told the reason you find it difficult is that you do not look at your own face. So, whilst performing actions, constantly look at these forms in your mirror and check that you have not developed another form instead of these five forms. Check that your makeup has not become spoiled. If you look at yourself, you can rectify any makeup that has become spoiled. And then you will easily become the conquerors of attachment for all time. Do you understand? You will now not say, how can we become the conquerors of attachment, will you? No. This is how you become the conquerors of attachment. Change the word how into like this. Just as you bring into your awareness that you were like that and that you are once again becoming that, so too you have to change the word how into like this. Instead of saying, how can we become this, say, this is how you become this. Bring about this transformation and you will become as you originally were. The word how will finish and you will become like that. Acha. To those who become the embodiment of remembrance from being forgetful in 1 second, to the souls who are the conquerors of attachment and are constantly the embodiment of remembrance, to the powerful souls, love, remembrances, and namaste from Bap Dada. Om Shanti.